Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, even the casual listener after listening to today's show is going to realize that something's different.
What's different?
Well, ask Mike. Oh, that's right. He's not here.
Wait. Hey, Mike. How was your weekend?
Cricket.
No. I'll let you handle this.
Okay, absolutely. I will say that we did a pretty fast turnaround considering the fact that we were tossed a curveball today.
Mike's, it wasn't peanuts.
No, it wasn't peanuts. Okay. His mother had a rough weekend, and that's, you know, clearly that, and she's, you know, she's an older woman, and sometimes they have good weekends, and sometimes senior citizens have bad weekends. She had a bad weekend. Mike felt that it would be a good idea to head up to Boston, be with his sister, and help her through, and so that's why Mike is not here today. It was a very last-minute thing we found out right about showtime.
Yeah, and one of the cornerstones to this enterprise and really our family is that we get to really be there when our family needs us to be there, and it was a no-brainer for us. The weird thing is we talked about this on Friday, being able to go when you need to go.
We talked about the very fact that one of the nicest things about the newest iteration of the show is we can prioritize in a way that we've never been able to prioritize before. It's not like 10 years ago our families weren't important to us, but we were sometimes we had to miss out on stuff because of the way our jobs were set up. And now we don't have to. Now we can do things the right way, I feel.
So fear not, though. We're here. There's a program on the way.
There is a program on the way. That's the rumor. That's what it says on all the gossip sheets.
Can't wait. Speaking of being close to your family, I'm probably going to be really tearing a family apart as we continue the program.
We do want to talk about that. As a matter of fact, I always find it fascinating in a sort of a Sci-Fi Network sort of way that in your home, you have guests.
Yes.
Let's talk about that after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and Mike, have a safe trip.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Excuse me.
Hey, it's Kunta Kinte.
What can I do with you, boy?
Can you make my hair look like this?
Oh, man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way wear natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no mess of jerry curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Dr. King ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
And you lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Hey, boy, why are you so worried about how you look anyway?
Well, I am trying to gain the interest of a certain young lady.
I ain't never heard no woman giving no man no love just because his hair look good.
That's right.
Is this American Girl?
Yes.
You got to go through a papa. See, that's a big misconception. People don't know that about American women. Ain't got nothing to do with your hair or your pocket. You get in good with American woman's father, you in good with her. Ain't that right?
He ain't lying.
That's right. You get in good with the father, you home free.
Mm-hmm. Home free.
Like a bird.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Not Mike. Not Mike. It's Rob, having the best day ever. It is live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios from our nation's capital. That's Washington, D.C. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily for millions of years at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Isn't that right, Mike?
Hello. Are you hiring?
But not sure where to find the best candidates? We've told you about ZipRecruiter. I can tell you this for sure. Your company is only as good as the people you hire, and with ZipRecruiter.com, you can hire the best people. Just like the doctor that told me he hired two physician's assistants through ZipRecruiter, and they're the best employees he's ever had. You can put posts on over 100 job sites with a single click, and you're instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes at ZipRecruiter.com. 6 million. Just one post, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter transforms the recruiting process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now absolutely free. Now, getting the right people for your company is so very important. Try ZipRecruiter right now and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
So it's a holiday. Did you even know it was a holiday when you woke up today?
I forgot it was a holiday.
Federal holiday, and I did not know. I certainly did when I hit the roads this morning.
What was it like?
Oh,
is
my
it
Lord.
Something like out of some apocalyptic movie?
The movie where Will Smith is the last man on Earth?
Not I Am Legend, is it?
I Am Legend. That's exactly what it's like.
Can you turn Rofo's gain down? He just blew out my ears. Thank you. Well, appreciate it.
They filmed I Am Legend on the Dulles Toll Road. That's the way it would have been. It was empty. I really made it into work half the time today.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And I saw you pay tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King's civil rights legend by playing Coming to America,
yes.
Where
uh-huh.
The barber alleges he was punched by Dr. King.
Well, then Dr. King apologizes.
Great civil rights movie.
Yeah, he apologizes, saying that he thought he was somebody else.
Is it only Rob? Only Rob by Coming to America.
One of my favorites. And I play that every year in celebration of this great day. So we talked about in the show open. Now, for people that are just joining us, you don't live in the Taj Mahal. You've got a great location for your apartment.
I live in a shoebox.
No, but you do. What is the square footage of your apartment?
Oh, I think because I just had an assessment done, because that's what you have to do for the banks, apparently.
And they came in and said, yeah, it's pretty good.
It was quick. And when she left, she goes, do you know your square footage? I said, I think it's 670. She goes, more like 640. And I said, okay.
Oh.
So if I have 640 square feet of living space, I'm fine with that's all I need right now, right?
That's right.
I'm
good. And it's you and another.
Yes.
But you're both very tiny people.
And
see, that apartment would seem so much smaller if I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
like a bathtub
space ratio, I imagine.
Water just
But for us, it's great. It's good to go.
I've never been invited. But
well, because if you think it's tight when we're there.
Well, I mean, maybe I could just like look in the door.
I don't think you'd see everything. Everything you saw on Skype is what you've seen.
Well, I know that.
And three flights up the stairs. I don't want the bitching.
Maybe you could do a thing with a drone.
I think I invited Mike once, and I was like, but we don't have an elevator. He's like,
He said, I think I'm busy.
Next time,
I'll just
pick you up. We've got 640, and I know that for a fact now because there's another unit for sale in my building.
Okay.
And they have the larger floor plan, which is 670, no, 725. So when I know when I walk in those units, I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
Feels bigger, is bigger for a fact, right?
Okay. Which is more, the size of your apartment or the size of that second apartment space, parking space you paid for?
That situation, that wasn't fun. So we have got two spots. If you include the spot, let's say we've got 700 total square feet.
Not
right?
Really traditional when you're talking about apartment square footage to include the parking spot.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So I like to round up.
All right. So 1,000 feet.
So we've got visitors coming in town. My girlfriend was kind enough to invite, or they invited themselves. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I like having family over. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite extended family members.
Your family.
Not legally, but Shannon's family.
Okay.
Is her brother and his wife and their daughter, who was an infant last time she was here, right?
Okay.
And an infant makes a small footprint, right?
Sure. Well, their feet are very tiny.
And they can't move. They can't move. They stick to where they lay. It's much like a crab. Like, they just don't move.
So when you have, and the last time they were here.
Crab on its back.
A couple years ago.
Because infants do move. I'm an idiot.
No,
I may not have kids, but I've seen them move.
when you
they're not mobile. That's what I mean. I don't have kids.
That's right. Not a lot of locomotion. No. But when they were last here, what was it, like 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
And it was the mommy and the daddy and the baby 2 years ago?
Yes.
Did you put them on the couch?
Well, they put them wherever she wanted to go, and she would stay there.
Okay.
Right. And I'd go pick her up, and she was cool, and it was fun.
No, I'm talking about the grown-ups. Where the grown-ups sleep?
Oh, we have a blow-up.
Okay, very
so,
good.
So, air mattress. Right. So that's fun, and they're then with some of the nicest people I've ever met, and they come to Thanksgiving sometimes, so we've got a really nice family bond. The last time they were here, I wasn't in school, A, and two, their daughter, which I guess would longer be my niece, right?
If
we were family, yeah.
When
so
you marry,
I'm just going to call her my niece, right?
When you marry Shannon,
hey,
she's going
down,
to be your niece.
Settle down there. I'm just calling my niece for now. Easier for the
all
story.
All you have to do is get on an altar before God.
I'm going
to
say.
Let's spend the rest of her life together.
I'm going to say.
It's your niece.
That she's 2 and a half now.
All right.
And
perfect toddler age.
So much fun. But if you've got a condo that's made for adults, not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because she opens everything.
Oh,
she
I know.
Moves around. She goes around the corner. And I got to tell you, the last time I had this type of anxiety was when we had the little cat. And
yes.
You know what happened then, right?
Yeah. Send it out to the farm.
Yeah, great. Straight to the farm.
Lots of room to
so
run.
Three yeah. days with a 2-year-old, and she's just the sweetest thing when she's not making a sound that sounds like she's possessed. And it happens at every other hour mark when she's going to take her nap, right?
Oh, so like night terrors.
Like night terror, like, and I'm glad you said night terrors because it's when she's going to go to bed or she's half asleep and somebody moves her or she's, but it's a shriek of terror. So much so Jeez. That I had to, well, I didn't do it, but I said, hey, go check on the baby because I don't need family social services showing up thinking we're being a kid. Because I want to see what's happening here, right? And I don't want to be the witness, and I don't want to be part of it, so I'm going to walk out.
What you envision is the child is screaming, neighbor calls social services, shows up with what, a battering ram?
I don't know how
it
works.
And you're standing over the baby, and the baby is
screaming?
Well,
yeah, well, it's in my place. I go back out, and the wife is foreign, so I don't know if they got different practices. She's FOB. So I said, okay, I got beat as a kid. I know that's not happening in the other room, but let's confirm.
So you sent Shannon
so
in.
So I sent Shannon in, and she goes, no, she's just doing that. And I said, no chance. So I get out there like and pretend like I'm getting a drink of water because I'm hiding in the bedroom. And then I look, and I sure enough, it's this wonderful mother holding her 2-year-old, and she's just shrieking in the middle of what it seems to me the first stage of REM sleep, right?
Okay, mm-hmm. So does the baby still appear to be asleep?
Eyes closed.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And screaming. And I don't mind the screaming because that's part of being a parent. I get that, right? I went through that with my other niece and nephew on the West Coast.
Or some marriages.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But I don't know what to do. And I don't want to pretend to. I started Googling, and I'm not going to tell them how to parent or raise their kid because it's not my kid, and they're going home today. But I told my girl, I said, I don't know if that's normal because I've never seen. And she's completely, you know, how do I say this? I don't think there's been a situation in the womb where allows her to make these noises.
Well, no,
when she's,
no.
You know, as my mom would say, un poquito tocado, which is the worst way to say that someone's got a situation, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Yes.
It's small situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what un poquito tocado means?
Well, it's something small,
it's
right?
It's touched.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like I got a touch of something.
Sure.
So, because that's how great the Bolivians were when they were younger. If they saw somebody with an affliction, they'd say, mm-hmm. un poquito tocado.
They're touched.
So, which is probably not the most PC way to do it, but that's all I know. All right?
No,
so,
in the Deep South, they say they're touched. But it's the same thing. It's sort of an all-inclusive umbrella.
Yes.
For
yeah. So yeah. There isn't a situation, and if there was, God forbid, you still love that wonderful human being, but
again, that's another thing like the South because they say, well, this person's touched. Yes. Bless their heart.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. But that is not the case.
Okay.
Because when she is awake, she's a lovely, young, communicative child. When she's going mm-hmm. to bed, she turns into a little monster.
That's right. And her head spins and the pea soup shoots uh-huh. out. Well, just like in The Exorcist.
I was about to tape it because I didn't think anybody would understand or believe how
yeah.
horrible this is. And I got shut down by my girl because she said, no, this is not. This is not something you're going to talk about. And then once you said that, I said, well, now I got to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'll record
yeah.
it, but well, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You have to share it. Yeah.
There is now five people, well, four, but really five now. She's making such a footprint. She's five, right?
No,
she's,
Oscar, yeah. You say I've never been to your apartment.
Yes.
I did swing by last night. Mm-hmm. I have a brief tape of it.
Oh, good.
This is what you heard last night, so please.
It burns!
That's exactly what it is. If you took the "it burns" out, it's the first part.
That guttural screaming.
Oh my God. Mm.
A sound that I don't think I can make, and I am concerned for her little vocal cords because I don't think that's a sound you want to make as a kid either.
Right? Yeah.
Like you could tear those, I imagine.
Well, yeah. Well, you'd hope they'd heal. Otherwise, she's going to grow up sounding like Kathleen Turner.
But that's what it sounds like.
I had a wonderful day in kindergarten.
At a higher decibel in the middle of the night or middle of the day.
That is the most upsetting thing. I remember the first really unsettling scream we got when we were bringing up the kids is when Robert was three-ish, maybe three and a half, a little older than your niece, and he was going through the chemo for the leukemia. Mm. One of the side effects is cramping, and he would get these horrible leg cramps.
Maybe she's cramping.
Because she could be in pain. She could be in pain.
Oh, meanwhile, I was like, she's not tocado.
No,
no way.
Call a priest.
Yeah. Someone call a priest ASAP. Is that what it could be?
Well, he would scream out in the middle of the night, and you know, you can a cramp, and it's no different when a kid gets a cramp to when you get a cramp. And
yeah,
you know,
but
you're not going to scream because you know what you're dealing with.
But even as a kid, I wasn't whining like that.
So what we used to do to Robert is we'd trick him. And we'd say, don't worry, the doctor has, he's going to hate that I talk about this. We would say, the doctor has given us a prescription sock. It's a magic sock.
Oh,
and what we need to do is put this sock on your leg. Because, you know, just like anything, a cramp.
Was it a regular sock you got in six pack?
It was. Oh. But you know what? I still see it occasionally to this day because Carrie drew a face on it. So it was the same sock every time.
That's too funny.
But, you know, I mean, you can only do so much with a leg. Think of the last time you got a cramp in, like, your calf. You can walk it off. You can sort of rub and massage through it, but you just got to get through it.
Yeah.
But he needed to know that something tangible was being done.
Isn't a cramp caused from dehydration?
Sometimes, but when it's brought on by these wicked medicines. Chemotherapy is, keep in mind, that's essentially poison.
Yeah.
You're poisoning the cancerous cells. So it plays havoc with your body. And he'd go through this. And then when he got to be older, he would actually ask for the sock. He knows now there was no magic. Yeah. So that's good.
A strong boy.
Very strong. Very extraordinarily strong.
I hope to God, and please, I'm so sorry if there is some sort of affliction going on with cramping. I don't know what's happening with her. But
if she's asleep, the thing about it that's weird, and
I actually mentioned the night terrors thing as like a joke, just like, you know, walking through my kitchen, getting ready to go. I was like, I heard those night terrors again last night. And everybody stopped in their tracks. I'm like,
well,
does anyone else? And I wanted, like, I was the a-hole. I was the a-hole.
You're not the a-hole.
But I wanted to stop and say, all right, let's be honest. Does anyone else think that sound is normal?
Human?
Because I don't think it is.
Waka waka.
There's a lot of pain in that kid's, in that child's heart.
I'm going to tell you.
If that's what it is.
Hey, that child gets no respect. I want to tell you.
But the weird thing about it, and the thing that would really flip me out, and I don't like when people sleepwalk, and I don't like when people talk in their sleep, but the fact that the eyes on the child are shut and still screaming. But if she's
scary.
So young, she can't have experienced anything in her life. Nightmares have to be based on experiences you've had, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
This is my theory. When she screams like that.
Doctor Zabios.
They hold her. They pick her up or hold her tighter, right?
Right.
I feel like they're just perpetuating. I mean, what is not perpetuating? What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, they're fostering.
Yeah. This. They're conditioning her to do that, and then this happens.
It's Pavlov's satanic child is what happened.
Yeah.
Is every time the child screams, they're rewarding it with love.
Yes. Yeah,
so are you saying that the way to handle this, doctor, is to, the next time the night terrors, I'll say it, waka waka, the next time the night terrors present themselves, to let her work her own way through it?
Well, not in my condo, but possibly
elsewhere.
At home.
Perhaps in a soundproof.
Yeah.
Hey,
rent a studio out and let her wail away.
When they go,
you don't want your neighbors hearing that either.
When they go back to where they live, does their house have a panic room? Because it would be ideal.
Because
that's one. Yeah. And two, there's this bit that they like to do where she's climbing all over things. That's what two-year-olds do, right?
Sure.
And all my furniture is douchey contemporary furniture. Like, it is what you think
Google
it is.
Folks, yeah.
It is.
DCF.
Very minimalistic, just a lot of glass. Things mm-hmm. that kids can just wrap their heads around.
Sharp corners.
Run into,
lots of sharp corners.
I tried to put socks on the sharp corners. Didn't work.
You need to
pull them off.
You need to use magic socks.
With faces.
Yeah, with faces.
So, but she likes crawling on top of the glass table or underneath the glass coffee table
just
or
like
end tables.
Danny Thomas did. No, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know what that is.
Okay.
That's just gross.
That is gross.
How dare you?
And that's not appropriate. Stop that, Rob.
And I don't know how to explain to them. Look, when I have a kid, they'll run around everywhere, I'm sure, right?
Right.
But if she's on top or he's on top of friends or family members' glass mm-hmm. coffee table, I don't think the kid's going to damage it. I'm afraid of the kid damaging herself.
And also, you've got the
farthest
thing.
But she's just climbing up there. No big deal. Like, it's a jungle gym. We're close, but not that close. How about you pick up your kid?
Yeah, it's bad, and it really is when you bring a kid into a non-kid-proofed environment.
Yeah.
And for a while, my house was very kid-proof because I had two kids. Yeah. But now I've got teenagers.
Bring baby gates.
Yeah.
I don't have baby gates. Those stools, she climbs right through them.
Yeah.
She's an animal. She climbs right through them
she's
into the kitchen.
She's not an animal, Oscar.
Well, I know. You know
she's
what I mean.
What, you lock around with bar stools?
Yeah, I tried to.
Oh, my God.
She climbed right through them, went right into the kitchen.
Jeez.
Have you ever heard of the baby tenda? The baby tenda is like a leash. And then you...
No,
she's like got tether? Lots of
this,
room to
this
run
this little
and
kid
dig.
Is awesome. She is beautiful. She's sweet. But when I hear that roar, or I'm there witnessing... it's good parenting, I get, but I'm not going to pick up your kid. I can only do so much. I can pick her up 10 times and then say, okay, I don't know what to do now because she continues doing the same
Nor
thing.
Nor should you be responsible for the kid.
I don't mm-hmm. mind. And by the way, I was barely there. I was here all day yesterday.
Okay.
Working on a paper. You know why? Because I couldn't do it in my own home.
Now, you are about, what, a mile and a half from your house?
A mile.
Can you hear the baby scream?
No. And I feel horrible because I would like to... Well, one, I should have said no because of the weekend, and I knew what type of workload I had, right?
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
Two.
But you are a giver, and you know, and if someone flat out asks, can we crash at your place this weekend?
No big deal,
no
right?
No big deal, right?
But as, and it really, to this point, it's not a big deal. I wasn't really wanting to talk about this because God forbid they listen, because they might. But I love them so much, I don't know.
They won't be able to hear over the screaming.
I yeah. don't know if they know about the screams. I don't know if they know. Like, that is
well,
not
they,
something.
They hear it, obviously.
Yeah, but I don't know if they. This is what I picture. If these screams continue to be fostered,
right?
What does that turn into, right? What does that turn into later in life?
It could. Now, here, you know, there is two things you could think here. It could just be a phase. It could just go away. Did they mention how long it's been happening?
Do you think I wanted to have the conversation? No.
Well, I mean,
and by the way, I'm sitting there. And I said, "Let's get." I'm sorry. I'm going crazy here.
No, you're fine.
We're watching Straight Outta Compton.
Of course.
Great.
And
that makes me scream like that.
I paid full price. Well worth it, because they do this bit where you got to buy before you rent. I'm okay with it. The finer things in life, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, why not?
Yeah,
and I can't leave anyways because we have a family and a baby here,
sure.
right? So I said, hey, look, this is new Straight Outta Compton. Let's watch this.
And there's four grown-ups on one love scene.
And the two, I was like, will she remember anything from these years? And they said no. So don't just throw it on. I throw it on. Eazy-E is about to proclaim he's got the SIDA, AIDS, and... I got to pause the movie because she's screaming bloody murder.
Well,
right?
It is a very
a pivotal
upsetting
point.
Scene.
By the way, spoiler alert. A pivotal point in the movie, right?
Yes.
Yes. Like, he's got the AIDS and he's telling the world.
Sure.
And just scream. You can't watch a movie with a two-year-old. And that's just one of the times we had to pause it because of the baby.
Well, you know, it's almost as bad watching a movie with Carrie. But she screams for different reasons.
So I let that go. No big deal.
And you have the magic of the pause button.
Yeah. The reason why a movie is made the way it is, so you ride that roller coaster of emotion,
yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's made that way. It's important.
That wasn't that big a deal. Just a lot of pausing. I'm fine with that.
So he's not mad about that.
But the screaming even at that point, that's when I really witnessed the how do we fix this situation?
Right.
Let's pick you up. Let's throw you up in there. Let's make you have fun. Yeah. Let's, and I was like, oh, no.
They're rewarding the screen.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm looking at a website that says don't do that. It says let them sleep and make sure they don't hurt themselves thrashing around.
Yeah, you put them in a halo sack or you put the socks on the hand so they don't scratch themselves.
Magic socks. Yeah. Or strap them down.
Yeah.
Do you have belts?
Or
straight jacket?
I don't know if they know what a pack and play is.
Oh, so they don't even show up with like...
Nothing! It's like they picked up the baby off the street on the way into D.C.
God. Oh, no. Now, I can understand relying on you for an air mattress.
One little car for the car. And maybe they didn't bring it because they didn't want to take up too much square footage.
Okay.
This is not on them. But I remember, as a younger man, my sister always, when she brought her kids, you'd throw them in that little pack and play, and they would run around that thing 10 times, right?
In my days, it was called a playpen.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I know what you mean.
No gates, no playpen, just T.O. Scott and Tia Shannon running around picking her up.
That's it?
Yes.
That's a vacation
for
them.
And by the way, I'm not going far, because you know the square footage. I just got to stand up and pick the baby up. But the bar stools didn't work.
No.
I tried to put masking tape across almost like
some
sort of barrier, a caution
police
tape.
Police line?
Yeah. 10 times on the low waistline.
Establish almost a perimeter.
Yes. I tried to do that. She climbed right over that. She's got great dexterity, which I wasn't expecting from a 2-year-old.
Yes. She's like Catwoman.
Yeah. That scene from. Yeah, yeah. So, It was basically a bunch of lasers going across the kitchen.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, but it's masking tape.
Yeah, but it was masking tape, and she got right through that. Like, no problem.
Well, you know what? You say it's a bright kid, right?
She's a bright kid.
So what you need to do next time, what you need to do is, I think I said she. Mm-hmm. I said it is a bright kid, but I went genderless.
Yes.
But if she's a bright kid, put up a sign that says wet paint. No one wants to get their pants wet.
No.
What you got to do
is saying it was rough. Chain. I can't even say sing. And I looked at my girl. I said, look, you don't need to have kids. Not right now.
Oh, no. This is good. You'll learn to do it better.
Oh, no. If I thought I was being disturbed for a weekend, I'm clearly not ready.
Yeah, but you're out of the woods now, right?
Well, now they're still there.
Oh, no.
It's Monday. It's a holiday. No one works except for us.
That's true. And here we are. All right, stick around, folks. When we return, it's talent show season.
Oh, great. Ooh.
Also, delightful news about soda pop. You're going to like this.
All right.
Stick around. We're back after this.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know, Master.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little R2 unit?
I always thought it was a space station, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes. Yes. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new, and all the galaxies are talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I simply love it.
An Android have I? Work for me, will it?
Absolutely. Both platforms. The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your galactic empire today.
We love it.
Promo's happening again with the new release of the movie. Yeah, thank you, Eric Quick, for doing that promo.
New app.
Love it. Check out the app. It's free. It'll change your life. Right, Mike?
Everybody wants to be the best that they can possibly be. It's easy to say, but making it happen is tough. Luckily, Texture can help. Do you love magazines as much as I do? I love my Texture because I was reading my favorite magazine, Esquire, with Donald Trump on the cover, And Texture is the best way to get all of your magazine content. Texture is still the best way to read all of your favorites anytime, anywhere, because you can read them on your phone or your tablet. Browse hundreds of magazines for the articles that interest you most, and the Texture editorial team recommends stories each and every day. Sign up today for instant insider access to the best reads and premium content. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting paper. Stop wasting money. Get Texture today. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Full access to the world's greatest magazines, from back issues to the ones on the newsstands today. Take advantage of this offer right now and better yourself with some serious magazine know-how. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS.
I love that Texture app.
Oh, it's the greatest. It's the greatest.
The funny thing is, like, sometimes you get so many apps, you almost forget you have certain apps.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That Texture app is front page, front and center, because it gives you legitimately all the magazines you want in one app.
Oh, and it's so great. And you know what? I really fell in love with it when I was traveling.
Yeah.
It's the best, because you can download the stuff in advance and you have all that
I
stuff
like
ready to
can.
Go. Oh, it's the best. It's the best. Well said. Welcome back to the
Don't
Mike
touch O'Mara. That iPad when you get in there.
To the Mike O'Mara Show. So there were no bloodshed on your furniture or anything like that?
No,
there were
I'm no lucky. You can only baby-proof a place. And I know that's another thing. Just quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Do you bring baby-proof stuff to someone's house if you're going to stay there for a little while?
Well, I mean, to what extent?
Because I put rubber bands around the counter, the cabinets.
I think that's you've already gone more than you should.
But should
that's
I fair. Have to?
Well, you know, you shouldn't have to put, like, spongy stuff on the corners of the table, your pointy, dangerous tables.
Or should I even have to think about it?
You should not.
No, it's really on the parents. It's on the parents.
Or do they have and how about this? Maybe I'm overreacting because I don't have a child. Maybe just that's how children are, and that child rearing should be, where, you know, she may have a different approach to what they might do, because she's not from Latin America, but she's from the Philippines.
Yes.
But
that's not the same.
I'll remember.
I'm kidding.
Third world country, right?
Yeah.
I remember growing up, there was a lot of no rules in the Santana household where, you know, you would just find your way.
Yeah.
But I knew that if we went over to someone's house, no one was climbing on the coffee tables.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's not okay.
Not okay.
Although my dog climbs on the back of the couch. But it's my couch.
Yeah, it's your couch.
Yeah, so I mean,
but if he's doing that at someone else's home, then
yeah, if we take him for a play date or
something.
Stop.
That's not okay.
No, but then we're also not bringing the dog over to people's houses. So it's,
yeah, but
I'm
we can't compare the two.
No, we can't.
A child and a dog are two different things.
And besides, the dog is three, and this child's only 2.5.
Yeah,
it's not the same. All right, question. You know, you come in and you drink. You always have a bottle of water. A lot of times, you get a cup of coffee.
Yes.
I've seen you with your Muscle Milk. I've seen you with your Power Energy drinks. Where do you line up on soda?
It's probably the worst thing you could ever put in your body, but I love it.
All right, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. And it's not even as important to me as it is to Carrie. Do you know we've actually chosen restaurants and movie theaters based on whether or not they're Pepsi or Coke product places?
Oh, you know what? That doesn't shock me.
Yeah. But it is.
Seems like a lot of work. Though, my heart would break. I remember this really vividly at a Pizza Hut, right?
Yes. Oh, and I know that's got to be Pepsi.
As a kid, because my dad was just, when he was in town, he would need to take us to McDonald's or Pizza Hut or Godfather's Pizza when it was open. And
Godfather's Pizza put the meat toppings under the cheese. That was their thing. That was their thing. And the crust was not great, but it was always sort of neat that the stuff was hidden under the cheese.
Yes.
I remember that.
So we would go, and I'd say, oh, I'll take a Coke. Like, we have Pepsi, if that's okay. Like, it would just be part of their repertoire.
Sure. Well, they say it 50,000 times a day.
Yeah, and I was, sure, it's all the same to me, but it's different.
It is. It is. I remember when we went to a concert over the holidays, Carrie was, it wasn't a concert she was that excited about in the first place, and the waitress went up and said, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I'll have a Crown on the Rocks, and she said, that's easy, fine. And Carrie said, I'll have a unsweetened iced tea. We don't have unsweetened iced tea. And they said, oh, I'll have a Blue Moon. We don't serve Blue Moon. She said, oh. Can I have a Coke? What did you say? Pepsi? Carrie said, I'll have water. You have water, right? So, but, you know, it's important.
Yeah, schools, universities are like that. The University of Maryland is a Pepsi school, and I'll walk up to the vending machines, or when they have the catered lunches, I'll walk in, I'll be like, oh, Look at all this free Pepsi. Can't wait.
WVU is a Coke school.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Coke school.
In many ways.
He's not talking about Coca-Cola. Costco switched to Pepsi. Switched to Pepsi a couple years ago, which was a big deal to a lot of people. But the best place, and I've always felt this, I never knew why, the best place to get a Coke is McDonald's. Why do McDonald's Cokes taste better?
Yeah, the McDonald's soda, the fountain soda, to be clear, is the best.
Yeah. And I never understood why. I've even heard people say they have their own recipe for Coke.
They have their own ketchup, right?
I think it's Heinz ketchup.
Yeah, it's Heinz.
It's just Heinz ketchup.
Oh, it always tastes better coming out of the packets.
Yeah. You're thinking of Whataburger. It has their own spicy ketchup.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh. You went deep, but that is true. I wasn't going that deep. Thank you.
Going deep down condiment lane. But there is a website. It's called totallythebomb.com, and they actually explain why McDonald's Cokes taste better. And now, it's funny. I've actually heard people say that I think I taste cinnamon. Well, there's no cinnamon in a McDonald's Coke as opposed to a regular Coke.
There is a spice to it, though.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Oh. It is not the syrup. I know you think that's why, but it's wrong. While most restaurants have their syrups delivered in plastic bags, the Coca-Cola syrup, Coca-Cola brings McDonald's special stainless steel containers of syrup.
Ooh.
And it keeps things a little fresher and preserve the ingredients better. So while they don't add extra syrup, less syrup, or different syrup, they just make sure the syrup is identical as possible in all of their restaurants.
Huh. So there's
McDonald's
no chemical
is always about consistency.
Degradation.
Yeah. No right. bad taste.
Wow.
And it's fast. If you think about it, doesn't that sound like War Games when they bring in the big stainless steel tumblers?
It actually pisses me off. That means everybody else is punting.
Yeah, they're taking down the cheap, right?
Yeah. You're telling me those big gulps could taste like McDonald's soda if they effing went out of their way?
Well, there's other things at play here. There's other things at play. They don't give you extra syrup, but the big deal is it's the ice, because the way the ice melts will change and dilute your drink, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're like me and you ask them to hold the ice, McDonald's has already allowed for the ice melting. If you get a McDonald's Coke with no ice, it is going to be sweeter because there's no ice to dilute it. They actually think about it that much.
This is like black magic.
Continue. Isn't it, though? And also, you know why McDonald's? It's cold. It's super cold.
Yes.
And it's not just the ice. While McDonald's has been known in the past for their hot coffee, and that has given them lawsuits, they actually serve the hot stays hot. Like on a McDLT, the cold stays cold. Cold temperatures hold carbonation better. It's just science. Mm-hmm. So when they serve their drinks a little cooler than their competitors, McDonald's is able to make the carbonation last longer and more bubbly, which results in a better taste.
I just had a Homer Simpson moment.
Yeah. See, he'd love you to think that he doesn't dig on soda the way I do, but it's important. And it's cool because there's chemistry
at play. Well, I just don't take it in the quantities you do. That's just the bottom line.
You know what? Of all my faults, soda is not one of my big faults.
Well, what about your crowns?
Crown, I just drink straight.
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought you would have mixed it with soda.
No, why would you mess with such the most perfect flavor on earth?
Oh, I didn't. I really, all these years, I was like, oh, that's why he's got the Mexican Coke. He mixes that together and he's good to go.
I mean, a rum and Coke is a delightful thing.
Yeah, but what about a crown and Coke?
No. Mm-mm. Crown, you don't dilute your crown.
Oh.
It's like putting sugar
on a
steak.
My rube?
Yeah, you are a rube.
I'm sorry.
When you're sitting there drinking your Lemmies, which, by the way, which is what everyone wants to call a Jack and Coke now, right? After Lemmy from Motorhead, they want to make that the official name of it.
I'm not playing. I think that's just disrespectful.
To what, the drink?
The man's name is Lemmy.
So you know,
he stands for more than just the drink, right?
I don't know. I think he'd be
What about his music?
Well, his music
Let's
is
talk
awesome.
About that. let me add this. There are certain restaurants that give you the frosty mug.
Yes.
There's certain restaurants that will actually show the temperature on the tap of the beer that they're serving.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're not necessarily high end, but the idea that McDonald's would go out of their way throughout their supply chain to make sure that the soda they serve is consistent across the board, that is cool.
Isn't that amazing?
That's cool.
And you know what that is? That's taking their whole food philosophy Ray Kroc. He said that a hamburger in a Maine McDonald's should taste like a hamburger in a Hawaii McDonald's.
Though a cheeseburger in downtown Beijing, China at 2 a.m., does not taste like a cheeseburger in the States. They've got different palates.
Didn't they have like something weird? They're like a lemon pie or a lemon shake or something? Pineapple?
Look, and they dictate to that region's palate. But I remember, A, it was a bus station. also like doubled as a bus station. Not because they wanted to. That's just what happened.
Mm. Sure.
And Tim, Todd, and I. I'm almost look Asian looking, so like I got that Asian touch.
Yeah, that's you all over.
Tocado. So I can almost slide through and be like, oh, this guy, maybe he's mixed. But
Oscar, you don't look Asian. You might look indeterminate.
But Todd, I mean, he's tall. He's hitting the ceilings. He's running around. So he sticks out, right? So
yeah. Well, he sticks out in America.
That's true. Yeah. But I remember sitting there with him, and I looked at him, and I looked at the burger we were eating. We're like, this meat tastes different, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not radiated or anything like that, or polluted. It just tastes different.
Sure.
Bow Wow.
I think we might have thrown them away, but we didn't want anybody to see because
you're going to end up in what, hamburger jail?
We didn't know what the local culture dictated.
The Hamburglar.
Or the faux pas. I think Todd might have given his to like a neighbor lady. It was like, you can have my second one because I'm not going to eat this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. I can't imagine being in a place so, and I don't mean foreign in the way we normally use it, but so different that you have to think about throwing away food as a cultural
thing. And we're not the rubes that went to McDonald's because like, oh, McDonald's, we're from America. No, we wanted to taste the difference.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We just didn't know it was going to be that different.
Oscar Santana says, taste the difference. That's scary. I think I've told this on the show before. I know that one of the most popular meals in France is steak and free, or steak free, where you get a steak
French fries
and
steaks,
French fries.
Yeah.
And over there, they just call them fries because they're already French. But we got a steak, and when it was served to me, this was outside of Versailles, it was shaped unlike any American cut of cow I'd ever seen.
Oh.
You know, have you ever seen a Bubba Burger? A Bubba Burger has an odd shape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not round, and it's just indeterminate. This steak was not shaped like a strip steak or a sirloin or anything, and I tasted it, and it wasn't bad, but I think like your hamburger, it just tastes different.
And it didn't taste Asian.
Mad cow.
It tasted different.
And Carrie, I showed it to her, and she said, I think you might have bet on that horse before. Pretty sure I ate horse there.
Oh, I'd love some McDonald's right now.
Last thing, think about this when you go to McDonald's. Their straws are slightly bigger.
Oh.
And, you know, I've noticed this before.
When a lot more intake.
And the intake means they actually deliver more soda to your mouth, and it will give you more carbonated goodness per sip.
Yeah. There's only been maybe, I would say, 2% of all of my travels to McDonald's where a soda's tasted like ass.
Yeah.
Like something was wrong.
And I think that's
carbonation
dirty,
was out.
Dirty lines.
Or dirty lines.
Yeah.
And because you're so blown away by it, both times I've gone there, or the handful of times I've gone back in or told the lady, like, look, I need a new soda. Like, this is not your soda.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Now, I want to say 98% of the times I go to 7-Eleven, it tastes like ass.
Yeah.
But I never go back because I'm like, I just paid 49 cents for this vat of soda.
There's a gallon of the mold clump is going to drop down into your drink and go sploosh.
Yes. But for the dollars.
Yeah. But I always take the odds. But yeah.
And the last thing is that you probably didn't know this, they double filter all their water.
Oh, by the way, I'm on the water game. For you, conspiracy theorists out there, I now do the Todd move.
Oh, you anti-fluoride?
Yeah, anti-fluoride.
Yeah, good.
Taste
Have
the
fun
water.
With that.
It's different.
Okay.
It's absolutely different. How about this? Look up Flint, Michigan. See what's going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then write me back and tell me
lead,
I'm wrong.
Not fluoride.
Yeah. Also, look
who
up
knows what they're doing here? You know? I don't know.
I'd like to see the teeth on the people in Flint, Michigan. Maybe they need the fluoride there.
I have a friend just got a job there, and I said, hey, man, do you know about this water situation? He goes, what water situation? Is it out?
Don't worry about
it. I'm not going to be the guy that breaks this down to you, but this is the, you might want to get one of these water contraptions. You're going to need it more than I am.
I made my kids laugh with this joke. Okay. What rapper has the whitest teeth?
What's that?
Florida.
God damn it.
But this is going to come in handy.
Just dreadful.
Because it is talent show season in Loudoun County Schools.
Oh.
So I've got
Will Flo Rida be performing?
Flo Rida will not be performing.
With a big tooth.
But
dancing on stage.
But I have to work on my 7th and 8th grade level riddles because I'll be hosting two talent shows in the next couple weeks. Talk about that when we return. You know what? Maybe that kid just needs more soda at your house. A big gulp
no
for a little
chance.
Child. It is the Mike O'Mara Show.
My morals got me on my knees. I'm begging, please stop playing games.
Lord have mercy. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and here's Mike O'Mara.
One of the great pleasures in life is coming home and relaxing with a nice glass of wine. One of the great tragedies in life is when you don't have that wine to enjoy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with Club W, the Club W just sent me my three bottles of wine, yum, yum. You never have to worry about being wine-free again. Club W is the revolutionary new wine club that sends wine directly to your door. Not only do they send you wine that you'll love. Thanks to their easy six-question palate profile quiz, Club W makes sure every bottle you receive is tailored to your taste. You don't need to be a wine expert. Club W knows you'll enjoy every bottle they send. They even offer a no-risk guarantee, and you'll love it. And by working directly with the vineyards, Club W really weeds out the middlemen that saves you money. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Don't ever come home to a wine-free house again. Just go to clubw.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. And cheers, everybody. You
got me, baby. I got my shipment.
Club W.
From Club W. Very cool. Always fun to get something in the mail.
Yeah, my girl's really into Club W.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, what's this? I said, oh, I got you your favorite wines. Thanks to Club W.
Cool, very, very cool. Well, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And as I mentioned, talent show season. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys have known that in the past I have hosted the talent show at my kids' elementary school and then at the middle school. Yeah. And then there was an awkward moment with the coordinator of the talent show at the middle school last year. So I dusted my hands of it and said, never again.
Well, the awkward moment was they treated you like a toilet bowl and said,
exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
I know you're the guy that has all the time in the world, so we're going to let you know that we have a talent show this Friday on Wednesday, and if you're up for it, you're the only guy we know that can do this.
That's right, and then to let them know how much value I really present to them, the guy that they got to replace me last year in the talent show was a high school senior.
I did not hear that, really.
Yeah, but it was great as he was horrible. So I got to really...
But he was voted best hair.
So. Wait. Did you just say what was great is that he was horrible?
He's happy that the kid failed.
He's a high school senior.
Yeah, but you know
You're a grown man in his late 40s.
Listen, I am not above letting people learn the hard way that what we do ain't easy.
Yeah, but no. I'm not concerned... with how they felt about the situation. I'm concerned about the kid.
He was grown up. He was 18.
Jeez.
Hey, old enough to go to war, old enough to host a talent show.
What if he was great? What if they never asked you again?
If they never asked me again, then
I would have hurt your would your feelings have been hurt?
No.
You would have been okay with it.
I would have been okay with it.
Okay. But, well, how did they ask this year?
Well, this year they've brought in another coordinator for the talent show, and it is the lady that I've worked with for years at the elementary
level. Oh, the dream team is back.
The dream team is back. The magic is here. The magic is here. And it's
Larry
fun.
David.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Is
she?
In that equation, I'm Newman. I'm good for four episodes a season. That's it. But the funny thing is that the elementary school one, and that's next month, that is, since it's elementary school and it cuts off at fifth grade, everyone who wants to be in the show can be in the show.
Okay.
But because of that, we limit all the acts to 95 seconds.
Ah.
Which, you know what, is one of the nicest possible things you can do for parents.
Why does everybody have to perform? Why can't you just cut the top tier like they do on Idol?
Because I...
Or The Voice.
The Voice, or what is it? X Factor.
Oh, I think that's dead. Is that
America's
dead?
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Or Major Bones
Comedy. How
about
take the top 30?
Well, we take
everybody. Because everybody has to feel special.
Well, yep. It's at elementary school level. You know what? It's funny you should bring that up. I am not about everyone getting a medal, but I am about making people think, especially at that age, that if they want to get up and perform, they should be able to get up and
What's
perform.
What's it like at the middle school level?
We had cuts.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes,
we did.
Learn the burn. You have to learn sometime. Finally.
Learn the burn.
Yes.
So
the burn of disappointment.
We probably cut, I think, maybe of 25 acts that were auditioned. I think we cut 8. And
you really showed them.
Well, you know what?
Do you have fun with it?
Yeah, we did. Nice. Yeah. And then I called up the guy from high school. And I said, I'm hosting this year.
Jace, what are you doing? You're in college? Yeah, weird. Yeah.
Freshman, what are you doing? Yeah. Frosh.
Boning 19-year-olds? So, how dare you?
I somehow doubt it with this one.
Oh.
But, so anyway.
That's mean.
That is mean. Rob, what is the matter with you?
I'll stop passing you notes.
Please stop passing me notes. So we do the auditions, and we get everything worked out, and we're working out the music, and it's actually going to be a pretty... The middle school show is this Friday, and it's going to be really cool. They've got a kid who beatboxes.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got... I'm sorry to report, Oscar, the magic act did not make it.
Oh, man.
It was very disappointing. Houdini's Ghost will not be performed this year.
Did he trip up? What happened?
Well, it was two girls, and actually the fact that they had a box, you know, a disappearing box that fell apart...
Oh, they didn't have their act tight.
Well, they had the assistants doing the magician's job.
Nice. Good job, Rufo.
It was a little disappointing when the box fell apart.
Yeah. These women can't build anything. Not everything comes pre-assembled.
Yeah, it's not IKEA magic shop.
No, it's Staples.
So we got all of that put together, but there was a great moment. It had been 2 years since I had been, you know, at the school.
Yeah.
And we go in, and one of the first things you do at auditions is... The director, Christy, my buddy, she introduces herself and says, this is what's going on. This is the host, Mr. Spiewak. And one of the acts is five young black ladies that dance to a song by D-Lo. Are you familiar with it? It's like a dance challenge.
If I heard it, I probably...
And it's How Do You Do It, I think.
Yes, yeah, I do know.
And it's great. These
didn't know D-Lo
are
saying it.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And really, really entertaining to watch. They actually close the first act. And one of them raises their hands and they say, your name is Mr. Spiewak?
Ooh.
And I said, yeah. And she said, are you related to... Robert Spiewak?
Ooh.
And I said, yes, that's my brother.
Yeah, she put two and two together.
And there is a really long pause. And she says, well, you must be his older brother. And I said, no, to be honest, I'm his dad. Yes. Robert is my son. And she says, oh, tell Robert I said hi.
Oh! Oh.
And then after it, when we're talking to the act... There's two other young ladies in this act that also want me to tell Robert that they say hi.
Oh my God!
Well, he's a basketball star.
Good for him.
And no, I said,
"This would be the greatest, the greatest." And I look. Everybody says Rob's a racist. I don't think he is.
Thank you.
Not all the time. But if
I'm if not he even ends, the most racist if, person in this
if,
room,
if he ends up falling in love and God, please, willing, bring it, baby Jeebus, please,
Jeebus.
Yes. Bring the Spiewak family, an African-American woman, into their lives as part of the name. That's
would be
phenomenal. I mean, you tried to adopt a little African kid at one point, I imagine.
Well, you know what? We're still,
literally African.
Well, we are still in touch with
him. Yeah, I'm not being racist. I just want to clear up. He's from Tanzania.
What is so
Tunisia,
great?
Somewhere out there.
Actually, I do have a Jabril update, but to finish up, found out that... Robert not only has these girls sort of after him, it seems, but he has nicknames for them. One of them is named, and I can reveal her name. Her name is Kanaya.
Kanaya.
But he calls her Kanye. Aww. And she says, God, he's funny. And he sings so well in chorus.
Sings?
And I said, my boy has got game.
Yeah. Damn.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Did you pass along the note?
I told him, and
did he blush?
He blushed, yeah.
Oh, that's the when your parents talk to you about girls and you're younger, it sucks. Because they think, and you, so my parents would do it in a weird way where they would be like, my dad would be like, she's very nice. Which is basically telling me she's very pretty. He was basically telling me that.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, oh, I like her hair and she dresses pretty. And I said, so basically, same thing. And I don't know what to say to that because you don't want to have this conversation with them, right? My brother was great about it, though, because he was older. He's like, dude, you definitely got to try to hit that. And that was even weird because I didn't talk to my brother like about that stuff.
Well, he was enough older than you. That's almost like a parent.
4 or 5 years old. I'm like, whoa. Right. But he knew. He was right.
Yeah.
Because there were some opportunities that were right there on a silver platter for your boy. She's just a friend. She just comes over all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're 17, 16. And I thought we were just friends.
Let's watch a movie.
And I'm sitting there.
Netflix and chill. Because
I was a late bloomer. I'm sitting there staring at the movie and not at her cans. Does he have a girlfriend? When do you start dating these days?
I don't know
how that works.
Julia is just turned 15 and has still not got herself a boyfriend. A lot of our friends have. No, I know this because we have, you know what? Carrie's plugged into all the hens. Okay. Carrie's plugged into the hens.
You would have heard.
We would have definitely
would have snitched.
Heard.
All right.
Now, we have heard of girls that like Robert. And one of the best moments at the auditions was, you know, after we talked a little bit and you try to get to know the contestants. So you have something to do, you know, between the acts. And I said, you gals are great. By the way, I get mixed up. Which one of you is the one that has the crush on my son?
Oh.
And, you know, you say it and it's on the microphone. Yeah. And an empty auditorium, yeah. And it sounds like all the oxygen is leaving the county. Yeah. It's just, yeah. And it's gone. Yeah. No, just blank faces. And then I said, don't worry, girls. We won't necessarily bring that up during the show. And then they send them on, and you know, titters and laughing. They're on there. So Robert has apparently become quite the
strong sneaker game.
Yeah, and the object since he got his new fancy haircut. So
what's the new haircut again?
Well, he's got it. It goes sort of over and up a little bit.
Oh, style. Yeah. It's called style. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, but he had to get it cut to get it styled.
Yes.
Nice. He got the Zane.
Yeah, he did get it. He got the Zoolander. That's what Zoolander has. But Zoolander's in his 20s.
That's right. Did the youth move?
Oh, stop.
Now, while we finish up,
nice to us.
It's so nice. I've said it for years. Hey, I love him.
I'm sorry, man.
You call him Jesus?
I said Jesus.
Jesus. I thought you were calling him Jesus Christ.
No. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. So I got an urgent, you would say, hot text.
Yes.
From Jabril's mom, Amina, and she says, I need some help. I need a recommendation. Yes, exactly, gentlemen. Settle down. He said, I need a...
Amina.
She has a crush on Big Rob.
Yes. Big Rob.
I'm not so sure.
And Big Rob. Well, she's got a crush on his basement where her son hangs out all the time.
That's right. That's right. Jabril is applying to, I won't reveal the name of it, but a very, very prestigious boarding school.
Yes.
Locally. Now, you know the name.
Yes, I do know the name.
And if I say anything that's wrong, you can correct me. But it requires recommendations and it requires an entrance exam, like an essay.
Yeah.
Right? And she
just
asked,
like you're applying to college.
Yeah, exactly. And she said,
high school.
Could you be a recommendor for him? I said, of course. And that's easy. That's basically filling out a form and writing a couple paragraphs. And then could you help him revise his entrance essay? And I said, sure, send it along. And she sent it to me, and it looked like it needed to be unscrambled. It was there was a lot of lowercase letters that should have been uppercase, and there was
He's got to handwrite it?
No. It was typed.
On the type side?
Yeah, it was emailed to me, and I said, JJ.
It's like a ransom note.
You turned off Clip It.
Or how about any word processor?
Well, the first thing I said
if you allow me into your school, I will make sure to succeed.
I said,
leave the dollars under the door.
Most applications of this magnitude don't write in Wingdings.
No,
his font was fine.
It's tough.
But what was awesome about it is he actually wrote a really good essay. But once I helped him with capitalization, returns, and paragraphing, it was okay.
Yeah, so, saw the Mad Lib.
He talked about... it was funny. He's so honest. He's such a good kid. He said, although my grades haven't been as good as they could have been, I feel that the challenges presented to me at your academy will help me reach my highest possibilities. And it makes me...
Did he put a lot of war-torn angst into it?
He wrote a great parallel. He said that life is a series of stepping stones, and every time I step on a stone, I try to take something away from that stone with me. He talked about... as a youth, being able to celebrate the 4th of July in America, as well as Tunisia's independence from France and Tunis.
Ooh.
I mean, good stuff. And just a smart kid, but just needed help with his spacing.
Does he highlight his athletics? Because just for example, that school, because my school when I was younger used to compete against that school on different levels, whether it be football or basketball.
Right.
They're in the same conference. So, what I think is important is within that essay, he should talk about his spear throwing.
Stop it!
I'm sorry.
That is not.
Didn't he medal in Tunisia?
No.
Tunisia?
No.
Tunisia.
He wouldn't.
Wow. You both of you are going to get a timeout.
Come on. Is he good at soccer? Soccer's important there.
He loves soccer. Oh, he's best at basketball. But really, his essay centered on academics. And I think for him, that's smartest because that's what he wants.
Is he good at basketball?
He's okay at basketball. Oh, okay.
How tall is he? Tall?
Yes, he is tall. Right, he's sprouted up.
Got that going for him.
Yeah, he does. So
he could learn to be good at basketball if he's got the height,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I saw it at Robert's game this weekend.
And I know that sounds horrible, but I'm just saying that if you get a chance to go to one of these schools and you are a breakout player,
exactly,
it really could set the tone for the rest of your trajectory through life.
It's exactly what you want. But here's a tip from me to you.
Yes.
And I know that English is not your strong suit.
It's not.
And as you said, Oscar, we all have things we're good at. From now on, let's use the word javelin.
Javelin.
Javelin is the way to go.
Isn't it? Yeah, I was giving him some war-torn shtick.
You got to trust
me. You know, like a civil war.
Trust me,
like
Fozzie.
He survived that. He can survive prep school.
Fozzie, the word you want is javelin. 100% guaranteed.
I mean, don't they hunt?
No more than you or I hunt.
Look, I'm a worldly man.
Mike, please hurry
home.
All right. And were you too busy writing those gags, or do you have an entertainment news?
I got an Oscarazzi for you.
Oscarazzi coming up after this. Stick around, folks. We're back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's about to break.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Rob Spiewak on the wrong show.
Yeah, on this week's episode of the show, it's Rob Spiewak filling in for Gary Stein.
These are big shoes.
And big pants, too. Gary is going to join us. He's alive, he's well, but Rob is here to help me out.
Gary is alive, he is well, and he had a few bites of cake.
It's a great show. Tony Perkins, Gary Stein, Rob Spiewak. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Was that Big Pants thing, was that a fat joke?
No.
I'm listening back to the promo. I'm not sure I liked it.
He said buy a big t-shirt.
That's a fat joke.
Yeah. That would have been.
That's right.
It's a question we all ask. How should I manage my money? Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment. The time is now. Betterment has created a smarter technology to automate investing. It's what the big guys use. You should have it accessible to you as well. It'll help you make better financial decisions, invest for your personal goals, and stay on track for retirement. Now, Betterment is the easier way to invest, and here's the best part. You can do it at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Plus, Betterment will offer you advice. You tell Betterment your financial goals, and Betterment will give you actionable steps to get there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. It's streamlined approaching to investing, and it's automated. It's easy to use. The future is here, folks. Sign up on your computer or smartphone today and get up to 6 months of automated investing free and more information by going to Betterment.com/TMOS. That's BETTEREMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment, investing made better.
Ah, yes. Betterment is the sponsor of Oscarazzi, the rarest of all rare creatures, the Monday Oscarazzi. And America cheers.
Ay.
Oh, give them what they want.
No.
Please?
No.
Pretend you like that baby.
No.
That's only for the end of the week. You gotta save it.
I'm actually confused. Yeah. If you do it all the time, they're not going to make it feel like it's special.
It's really, I think it's magical.
If you give away the cow, why would they buy the milk? Is that what it is? Damn it!
More like crying wolf, I think. Crying coyote.
Please let the show be over soon.
I think it's a crying board op. Okay. What it is.
Moving forward. Yeah. Critics' Choice Awards.
They were last night. Were they on a network? I don't think they were.
I don't know. I only knew they were actually going on is because BDK was there.
Yes, he was.
And he showed up on my feed. I said, oh, they're still doing that award show.
Well, he was the critic, and he had to make choices.
I was watching the playoffs.
Yes. Many people were. Probably the best football weekend of the year, many people say.
Yes.
Because you have four games, and they all mean something.
Rob, what did you say after the Cardinals game? Oh, Saturday Night Live. Yes.
Saturday Night Live?
So, Chad. Jesus, I'm losing my mind here. Rob mentions that he watched Saturday Night Live for the first time in some time.
I said it was the first good episode.
Good episode, yes. And I said, oh, did you watch that game? And he goes, yeah, it was. I saw the last Hail Mary.
I saw that on the internet today, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see the game.
No, why would I watch a football game?
Here.
You guys, you know I'm not a mark for this. But that game was so much fun to watch.
A lot of people said it was fantastic. The exciting thing was is that that was a magnificent pass that had Green Bay right back in. Unfortunately, it didn't make much difference because they lost the game in overtime.
Yes.
But it was a fantastic ending to the game.
You made it seem to me that you watched the game.
You wanted me to... you wanted to believe that I watched the game.
That does all make sense. I saw the clip on YouTube. All right. Yes. You saw a meme. All right. Regardless, if you weren't watching the NFL, the Critics' Choice Awards were on.
Yes.
And a little fella's making news. And I didn't even know about this kid. Apparently, he's been doing work for some time now. But from Room, Jacob Tremblay.
Yes.
And I...
9 years old.
Didn't know he was 9 years old.
He was very well poised on stage. He was pretty amazing. And Oscar had some amazing things to say about Jacob before the show.
So you have some audio?
I do. This is him. This was, many people said this was the moment of the Critics' Choice Awards. 9-year-old kid wins Best Supporting Actor. Pretty amazing and pretty well handled.
This is super cool. This is the best day of my life. I first want to say thank you to all the critics who voted for me. It must be a super hard vote because of all the other great actors in this category. I also want to thank my parents, and I love them very much. And I know where to put this. Right on the shelf right beside my Millennium Falcon.
Pretty great little kid.
I had so many horrible things to say about this kid until I just heard that. I can't say anything except for, God bless you, kid.
Yeah, awesome. At 9?
He's got it. And he's been working since he was 5, so don't think this just happened.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oscar. He's been working since he's a kid.
His sister is also in showbiz. You might have seen her in Elysium.
Yeah, but she's got to hate him.
The Judge.
Right about now, she's got to hate him.
Or The Giver, or the jealous older sister.
Yeah.
He's going places, and once he gets older, I think this is the next Leo in the long run.
Really?
If he's not in rehab.
Usually what happens.
So he can't
with a kid.
Say that.
Why not?
Oh, jeez.
It's short for Richard.
Doctor, I don't know what's going on. I've been doing all this effing. These women are just throwing themselves up.
He's 9 years old.
No, he's good. I'm telling you, in the future, what Leo's going through right now.
This is the crystal ball.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Crystal ball, indeed. Do you have another story, please?
Years from now, I want somebody to pull this.
Please.
All right, moving on. Kate Winslet, speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio. Great actress.
Oh, the greatest.
Great actress.
She looks great on the big screen.
Oh, stop it. She says it's going to be Leo's year when it comes to the Academy Awards.
Oh, for The Revenant, right?
Finally, after all the snubs, the predetermined Susan Lucci of the Academy Awards, right? How many times has he been nominated and no wins?
I thought he got...
At least four, right? 3 or 4?
Yeah, he didn't win for Titanic. Everyone won for Titanic.
Catch Me If You Can.
Except him, that's right. What's eating Gilbert Grape?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably not.
That phenomenal performance.
Great
okay.
performance.
Hot
the
mom.
Weird thing about this is I just watched Kate Winslet in a movie with her and Cameron Diaz. It was on cable. It's called The Holiday, where they switch houses. Something like that.
Okay. Was it like a comedy deal?
Yeah, romantic comedy.
Okay.
I want to hate Kate Winslet, but she's such a great actress.
Why would you want to hate her? I think she's fantastic.
Because I think it may be the misogyny in me as well. She was never that hot in Titanic, right?
That's true.
Mm. But everybody made her seem like she was like this... really hot P of A.
Well, have you heard people say that like a Chicago 6, you know, or is like a New York
but
6
I think
is
her
a
talent, if you're just simply superficial, her talent supersedes all of that.
But what I'm saying is back then, in the days of the Titanic, women just weren't as pretty.
Okay, I get that, but I'm just saying The Holiday.
Even Kathy Bates was in that movie.
You know, suck-ass movie, but you forget that it's Kate Winslet. That's how great she is in it.
True, yeah.
Great for watching with your girl, by the way. I'm sure everybody knows that.
And you know what? Spoiler alert, at the end, she doesn't go down.
No.
So, I'm hoping it's also DiCaprio's year because we're big fans. And
movie's getting amazing.
And The
regard,
Revenant, which you haven't seen yet, Rob.
That's true. I was busy watching the ending of the Green Bay game.
Oh, my God. Still in theaters, doing very well, and he's getting the right press.
One more.
All right, one more. Oh, jeez. Okay, Hayden Panettiere opens up to E! News about her going through postpartum depression. You mentioned that Carrie went through it. How tough is it?
Oh, it's bad. I have video of her opening present. Julia was born on December 18th. Christmas, of course, 7 days later. We have video of Gary bursting into tears while opening Christmas presents.
Oh, I don't know if I'd be as kind as you.
All I did was get up and turn off the camera.
Oh.
I said, you got to work this out. Work it out.
If you know someone you're going through this, throw them a bone, give them this article. She gives some great advice.
She's suffering from that?
Yeah, she's going through it right now. Hmm. Another end of the spectrum, who's a big WWE fan here? Anybody?
You know, Robert used to be, so I probably recognize all the names.
Do you know the Divas?
Yes, they're the lady wrestlers.
Yes. Do you know the Divas by name?
The only one I really liked was AJ. She seemed nice.
Like Sleepy.
Sleepy?
Sleepy.
And Happy.
Seven Dwarfs. Pony, don't try to help.
That's not going
to
make... No. What would you say if there was a diva selling her Hall of Fame ring for $100,000 online?
Wow, I would say times are tough.
And who would buy it for $100,000, you may wonder? Well, there is an offer on the table. Porn producer from Vivid.
Yes. Oh, then one of the good ones.
A porn producer from Vivid. I speak for a living sometimes.
Yes.
WWE Diva, Diva Tammy Sitch?
Sure.
WWE Diva Tammy Sitch. Do you know who she is?
I don't.
I'm going to show you a picture.
All right.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I recognize you. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, she's been offered $100,000 for the ring, but she has to do an adult film.
So she's been offered $100,000 to do the film. Yeah. They don't care about the ring.
What I love about Steve Hirsch, who made the offer, is that he makes these offers, but sometimes they go through.
Sure.
Right?
Well, it's like they say, you can't win if you don't play.
Everybody.
It's a numbers game. You're right.
Hey, good luck, Tammy. That's funny because that's the first kind of that ring that the producer has ever bought. Not to say he doesn't own rings. Thank you, Oscar.
I get it.
I do jokes sometimes. All right, stick around, folks. First audio vault of the week upon our return. We're back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, we're hanging out today with Justin Schlegel.
Yeah, you might know him as the man who replaced Mickey Coachella on the morning show on 98 Rock.
So listen in 2 years for the new More Network program, It's Justin, twice yearly.
Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Some jokes never go out of style.
I know the ring joke.
By the way, they mentioned the TMOS app. It is new, it is hot, it is ready to go.
Yeah, for you Android users out there that have an Android device, we've got a brand new build, a brand new update with cake and cookies.
Yeah!
Woo! So some Samsung users had a few bugs, a few issues. Todd Moore and the Free App Company team gotten together. Really, Todd Moore. And
he is Team Todd. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Built an update. It's out on the Play Store now. If you haven't downloaded it yet, shame on you. Do it today.
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Type in TMOS or Mike O'Mara into the search bar. It'll pop right up on both iOS, which is your Apple devices, and Android. Anything with a little green robot.
Right. And thank you, Todd, because I know you're a very busy guy. You took care of that right away for us.
Yes.
So, Todd, thank you.
Done and
very
done.
Kindly. Thank you, Oscar. Let's open the audio vault for today, Monday, January 18th, 2016. Let us start here. The talk about the NFL divisional playoffs. Everyone had a great time. The games were fantastic. Cam Newton had a great game, but that didn't stop him from letting his frustrations known on the sidelines. Those mics pick up everything, guys. Football players know this. And this is funny, not just for the two F-bombs that Cam Newton drops, but the reaction of Joe Buck, which I think is very Joe Bucky.
There's only 3 seconds left on the play clock. And obviously, Cam Newton is not pleased.
Obviously, Cam Newton is
not
pleased.
Two different games. Both halves. It was just, that was fun. At first, it was boring to watch. And then you're like, oh. Wait a second. This might happen.
It could happen.
Wow. They held on, though.
The another game that I like playing with my television is Find the Hidden Presidential Debate, because no one's talking about them. And you really just happen on them the way you'd happen on a rerun of Happy Days. And I saw, oh, my God, last night, look, oh, the Democrats are debating. Mm-hmm. I had no idea it was on. Did you even know that this was coming up?
I saw, because I'm a news junkie, but I'm not. It's strange to say, but I feel like everybody's been crying wolf so many times.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, I got it right. Yeah. Hey. Did one thing right today. Not so much with the WWE story, but moving on. I feel like we were expecting so much from all of these that it's like if an artist comes to tour every month, You kind of get, you're like, oh, I'll just see him next month.
Yeah, unless they're Fallout Boy, then Julia goes to every show. but I see what you mean. They're on a lot, and they're hard to promote, and also hard to tease ahead since all the networks share them.
And who's going to know what's going to happen? It's too, I mean, we're right there. We're on the cusp, but really?
Yeah.
I think people might have just been just
saturation,
completely beat down by all of this.
And not really much to know about the debate, except there was one great douche chill moment with Martin O'Malley asking for 10 more seconds.
He's still running?
And not getting it.
Why I believe in universal health care with sir, mental health.
Time, we're going to get into all that coming
Lester,
up.
Just
we're going to take a break.
Lester,
we need
just
to take
10
a break,
seconds.
And when we come
all
back,
of the things-
anger brewing in America.
So that makes my shoulders tight anytime I hear that.
That was
wait.
A Larry Fitzgerald stiff arm.
It gets better when Lester Holt tries to make nice with O'Malley, and O'Malley drops the ball.
Before we leave, is there anything that you really wanted to say tonight that you haven't gotten a chance to say? And we'll start with Governor O'Malley.
Nothing prepared.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
But we're going to have to get 20 minutes to do it. So.
So I guess he needed a little more than 10 seconds.
What, do you have an earpiece in? What happened?
Yeah, there was obviously...
Stop flapping those gums. Talk about Baltimore, for God's sakes.
You know what, Lester? Yes. It sure was nice of you to give me those 10 seconds.
Do you know about Old Bay? Let me tell you.
We got Natty a Bo. Clock that says Bromo Seltzer. Anyway, I just... Two great moments that made my shoulders feel like they wanted to touch behind my back. Yeah. Just very, very tense. But Lester Holt, great. He's just the best.
Yeah.
All right. Steve Harvey, also great, says he got death threats for screwing up the Miss Universe.
Oh, I believe it.
This is a preview from his show that will air this week.
You know, your kids go through this. Your wife go through this. Everybody. You know, death threats against your family. I can't let my kids go nowhere. That's difficult, man. That's very, very difficult. The reason I didn't do any interviews or anything because I wanted to talk to the women first. Because regardless as to how I felt, I was still stuck on them two women because I got daughters.
And, you know, I can almost see that. He's trying
to
feel for the women.
He wants the ratings for his own show. The reason why he didn't say anything is because he has his own show, and they were on hiatus. They had to go into production.
Don't you think the reason he didn't say anything is every time he tried to say something, he read the wrong card?
No. Miss Venezuela, though, by the way, once this airs, and this is just a gut here, it is part of the fabric of that country. It's oil and Miss Venezuela. Mm. Those two things. Oil,
that
Columbia.
Sounds like a
Columbia.
Hell of a weekend.
Put them together.
Colombia as well. So let's stick to the topic here. But Venezuela is, so if every universe, Miss Universe you look at, you've got Miss Colombia, Miss Venezuela. But Miss Venezuela, as far as oil is concerned, they might as well be a commodity, right?
Sure.
Because they start them off young. And there's a on Netflix right now, it's a documentary that breaks down how they basically, at one point during the Cold War, they would have, really rear these young men and women to become Olympic athletes.
Sure.
They do the same thing for Miss Venezuela.
Really?
They find them early, and then they start bringing them up.
Wow.
To keep it tight and, you know, bring everything else to their A game. So as far as a sense of pride, I could see, unfortunately, some of my brethren in South America reacting that way because it really is.
Screwed
with
them.
That's a big deal.
Kind of like what Elvis did with Priscilla.
What do you mean?
He found her when she was 14 years old.
God.
I know, it's wrong. No,
what
it's
Elvis did
wrong.
Was completely different.
Well, I don't know. He never had any money in oil. Let's go. Oh, Saturday Night Live, we mentioned it earlier. I think it was one of the best episodes of the season. The host was Adam Driver. You know him from Girls.
Yes.
But you also know him as Kylo Ren. And I wondered how they were going to work with the Star Wars angle into Saturday Night Live, and it was pretty funny. They put Kylo Ren, the leader of Starkiller Base, on Undercover Boss.
Kylo Ren is the commander of the First Order, a massive regime dedicated to wiping out the Galactic Resistance. This week, Kylo is going undercover among Starkiller Base personnel as Matt, a radar technician.
A buddy of mine saw Kylo Ren take his shirt off in the shower, and he said that Kylo Ren had an 8-pack.
What? Your friend's a liar, man. Kylo Ren is a punk. That guy looks like he weighs 30 pounds soaking wet underneath that little black dress.
Tim? Oh no, he's choking on food.
I see what's in your mind. It is stupid!
Dude, Matt straight up sucks.
Bombshell announcement to make, guys. I'm not Matt.
I'm
Kylo Ren.
You're Kylo Ren.
You're Kylo Ren.
I knew you threw me through the soda machine.
I knew from, hi, I'm Matt.
That's really awesome. Great. Check it out. Of course, it's on all the platforms. Very you can cool. see it on YouTube. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
We made it.
We did. Woo-hoo. Limping, but we're here. We send our best to all the O'Mara family. Mike, have a safe trip.
Yeah.
And feel better, Mrs. O'Mara. If you have a thought, a concern, something you want to get in our mailbag, we're going to do it on Thursday this week. You can email me, Rob, that's R-O-B-B, at MikeO'MaraShow.com, or send us a letter. TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show.
Mañana.
That's right. That means tomorrow. And Oscar, I feel a little touched.
Oh, tocado?
A little bit.
Not you.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Pony.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. It didn't take that long. Thank you, Rob Ford. Good health. All right. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.